Ahem. Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. And thank you to my colleagues for helping enable this video. We're going to learn today another one of the core sugyos in Perek Na'aseh and Mispatsa, and that is, what is the yesod of the Kanas of Moitzi Shemra? And the way of testing this lumdis, this shaila, is to see who the knas belongs to. Does it belong to the bas, or does it belong to the av, which has been one of the central chakiris in this perik? So the Gemara brings Shitas Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, that Rav Yosi Chanina holds, and I'm going to learn the short Shtigl Gemara of you. Omar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Mendalad Omar Beis, Hididur of Pesach, page 14. Hamoitzi Shemra Al Hayisayma Potur, Shenemar Nosnu Larvi Hanara. If somebody's Moitzi Shemra on Yisayma, there's no chiyuv, agzeris hakosuv, because the Torah frames the chiyuv of the knas that it be delivered to la'avi hanara. There's no avi hanara. By definition, there is no knas. The Gemara then is shoykel and Tari, and does not upend this ha lacha. Tosfos asks various kashas to try to reconcile the sugya. We'll get back to this perhaps in a moment. So the Gemara cites Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, who holds that there is no knas. We say, but Rava's chelik on Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. And he says this is simply not true. And he doesn't hold this Teres HaKosov. Says the Gemara, what's the reason for Rav Yosi Bar Chanina? Because the Pasuk says, V'nosno Avi Anayra. Therefore, the Knas of Moitzi Shemra is Shayech only when there is, in fact, the Avi Anayra, and not for Yisayma. So what's the Machlekes here, Rabbi Sai? Kipshutoi, this is a machlekes of mashmoyis darshin. Is there a pasuk lavia naira, a chiddush of the pasuk, that tells you that a yisayma somehow nevach? There's no chiv, there's no payment of knas because there's no father. It's just one of the other sad penalties of being a yisayma. Because minasvara, why should there be a difference between a yisayma and a regular nara? Terence is kach gozar rebbeinu shalaylam, and therefore, if there's no avia nara, there is no payment to the yisayma. This is the pashut pshat of understanding this halacha. Many achrayim, however, take this several steps further, and they create a new halacha here. They say that, contrary to the pashut pshat in the Gemara, this is not exeris sakasuv. The pshat here is that Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina holds that misvara, the Moitzi Shemra, is not shayach for a yesayma. And this goes to the core question of what a Moitzi Shemra's punishment should be, and why there should be difference chus mamain, which comes to the bas. And this goes to the core of the schus of the payment. In a case of a regular schus mamain, the schus mamain really should belong to the person who was wronged, and therefore it goes to the bas. But there's a separate halacha which says that the father is zaycha in the knas from the bas. In other words, it flows from the perpetrator to the bas, and the bas says the Torah has to repatriate it back to the father. That's a halacha in all other knasos. However, explain the achrayim, it could be that Maitzi Shemra is not that way. Why? Because Maitzi Shemra, if you think about a misvara, the victim in a case of Maitzi Shemra is primarily the father, the family, or at least they're at least equally as hurt. So Torah is mechadish that the knas of Maitzi Shemra goes for the Hoitzah Shemra to the father and not to the bas. So this is the basic chakira for this week. Is the chiv of knas of Maitzi Shemra to the bas, or the, and from there it flows to the father, or no, it goes straight to the av. Let's see what the how Rabbi Sayyid will try to learn this with Nafkaminas. So Rabbeinu Afla, in commenting on Rabbeinu Bechadinus Alacha, the mighty Shemel Yisayim is Potter, and the Gemara's explanation, Nasnu Lavia Naira, Pradzu Shein La'av, says the Afla, that since Maitzi Shemra is Shayach, even in a case where the girl was a Naira, who was married, and she was ready Yaitzim Meshus Av. So how can it be that the father should have any bailus here? Akarchuk, said the Afla. This knas is different from any other Shvach Neurim that the Torah was Zeicha to the father. There, in a regular case of all the other Shvachites Neurim, in the case of Einis and Mefate, there, the money really flows through. Goes to the bas, and the father up, he exerts the custom is zeicher for the bas. But mikra din, it gets paid to the bas, and it's repatriated, the language I used a moment ago, to the father. However, Maitzi Shemra is different. When it comes to Maitzi Shemra, the etzem, choyvas ha-teshluvim, goes to the father and not to the bas. The mela, any is saima, there's no chi of teshluvim at all, since she does not have a father. Let's see. Divrei Rabbi Seinu Afla, Rabbeinu Afla, it's written Bekitzur Kedarko B'Kodesh. We always have to understand that when dealing with Gedalia Achrayim, such as Afla and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the first next few minutes, the language is always written Bekitzur Nimrus, and it's Aleinu to try to figure out what they're trying to tell us. But they're trying to tell us the Yisaitis of the Sugya. So here says the Afla, Mighty Shemra is different than Einis Mefata. Why? The Hasabi Bishus Avia, the Schusali Avia, Basha and Kin Hacha, Pesa Mighty Shemra. Shkwarnisis, Mighty Shemra is talking about a case, or includes a case, where she actually got married. And she's Yoytz Meshus Av. So therefore, it can't be the standard goes to the bas and then goes to the father because she's told the father's Meshus. She's not at the father's Meshus. She's already Nisus. That's a proof that the Seyd of Tashlumi Maitzi Shemra as Choluk be a Seyd Dina. Says the Afla, in the other cases, Ad Rabbi, Nahiyah Nesenes, the Kivna Koch, had the Knesset of Yolam Shus, Kosh Hashabit, the Kvai Nisus. So what's the story here? Maitzi Shemra is different than the other Shvach Neurim. It belongs to the father. This is a mushal. And when, if she was Takamazana, if in fact it was not true and she was not Mazana, this is the Afla's Amandus. He says that the Knas of Maitzi Shemra is Choluk Miyisay Dina than the other Shvach Neurim. Other Shvach Neurim go to the Pas, and then there's the custom that it flows back upward to the father. Not so the case of Maitzi Shemra. The case of Maitzi Shemra is Choluk Miyisay Dina. Just like if, in fact, it was true, the allegation was true, and she was Mizana, it's like law passive base of Via. So we see that the father is a partner, in this case, to the tragedy, because should have brought her up better. So too, not being derish tamra kra, but kipshuta. Here too, if it turned out that the allegation was false, and it's only says shemra, the money flows directly to him. Ad kan biuroi shel rabenu haflo. Tosis Arush asks a fundamental kasha: why taka was the av zeichet knasamay to shemra? She's already a naira, and the tzun is mighty b'shusa av. This is basically central raya that the achrayim, such as the afloah, brings. Frekta Taisa Rush, why taka? She's married. What does she have to do with the father anymore? The father lost all bailus here. So the Rabbeinu Arush explains, this is a print, I guess, designed to save some space here. And the answer to Taisa Rush, the Taira was Mechayev, the Baal, to pay directly to the father. Because in a case of Maitri Shamra, the Iker, the Knas, goes to the father. And the reason for this is, as we said earlier, we want the father to be embarrassed if it was true. That's part of the punishment package. But if it was false, it was a Shamra. In recompense for what the family was dragged through, the Torah was mezakeh him with some compensation, and that is the Knas of Maitri Shamra. Here it is. Afgaften Nesuin Ainu Matir Meshusa Aflin Mea Kesef Shal Maitri Shamra. How could that be? Tirat Rabbeinu Meir Halevi Shum Nahasu Maitri Lazal Av Shemra Arsa Gidl Kach Niskilis Nami Al Pesach Besevia. That's it, will be true. The negative. Hilkach Ikut Chiva Man Harbeshvil Ganaya Av, and therefore, if it's true, the skill is al pesach be'sevia. So we see the father as a partner under all circumstances, even if nisis lacherim. Nisis lacherim is only a spar on the classical flow through of money and shvach nur. Not so Maitri Shamra. And Maitri Shamra, if she did it, she's niskeles al pesach be'sevia to implicate the father for arazeh shagid losoi, not having taught his daughter the basic principle of Yiddishkeit, that when you get married, you're not mezana. So too, if it turns out that the gentleman was a Maitri Shamra, the money comes to the father. So you see the Taisus Arush basically says the same Isai that the Achrayim say. He probably did not have access to the Taisus Arush at that time. Kivager comments on Rava, who's chilik on Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chanina, and he says, since the Pasuk brings a raya to Milamayit Gizay a Giyaris Maitri Shamra, a Yisai business might because Ain La Av. So when you're the Pasuk for Geris, Giyaris has no father. They'll say Giyaris is the father, yeah, but his name is Ivan. So there's no Shaykhus to the Parsha because a Geris and his Gayer could cut and Shanaila Dami. So she was Naila without Av, as I faked Rabbeinu from Kivay. The Rukimega says, this is the lesson of the Gemara. So, Tamuli, this is the lesson of the Gemara that we need a pasuk for, Lamaisa, she is a cotton chanela dummy. I would like to go back to page 14 just for a moment, just to show the Elam the Gemara that you learned last week, so we have a clear understanding of what we're referencing. Rava Amar, Chayiv. Rava says, you are Chayiv halfway down, exactly halfway down. What's the Raya? Says Rava, Minitani, Ami, Psilis Yisrael, Psilis Gerim. Geris Pater. Meaning a Yisrael is Pater. Hashem Yisrael Pater Begerim Miboya. Atkan, the proofset of Rava to be chelid, and this halacha that Yisrael is Pater, and now it's not true. We need a pasuk for Geris. Geris, Geris is a Yisrael. Hashem Kiveger, you still need a pasuk. Why? Because we need a pasuk to tell us that the Baal is not punished with Malkus, it is Maitri Shamra. Because after all, the Yisayma is Pater, is this might of Maitri Shamra. So if the Baal was Maitri Shamra and the Yisayma, he should be chayv makas. Teretz says he's not. So you need a pasuk for that. Danis mighty, say mighty shemra. Einarak b'knas, achleim smaita mimalkus. Because no, there's no drush on this to me, might a yisema. Said Rekubeger, it must be that the knas of Maitre Shemra has nothing to do with the yisema, because the chayvus of the knas, as the afloh says, is to the av, and he has no, she has no av. So this is another raya, says Rekubeger, to this yisoid, that the chiyuv of Boishev Sagam, it's really actually the next piece. I think there was a misaligning here. Go down to the next piece. Hashem Yisrael patup ger by a tmuli, do mikra do levi nar le mait rak in the scene is a chater rak levi nar. Vech lag melup mifter. Avali the chiyuv malkus. Me haich teich lechav levi the same part. Who says there's no malkus? The guy was Maitre Shemron. Chanami, there's no one to pay to. And therefore, in the Yisrael's case, and therefore you put it. But what about the Malkus? And can it's the Chmasul's Ger, Lamayat, Lidin Malkus. So the effect of Kiveger. And then he answers the Teretz that we said, tracking the flaw that when it comes to Maitre Shemron, there's no Chiyuv to the Bas at all. It goes straight to the father. The Achronim, Yeshivas, lay out the language in Yeshiva Shishbrach. And Rav Yenik Kafrilum, the Yenis Elim, Hashem Yikam Domoy. It's Chaker in the Yeshiva Shishbrach language, this Chakir. Yesh Lachkar. The chiv of chayvas knas to mighty shemal abbas ula bottom of page 68 yes a sapik third line my pierced is mita some person says my begaris bull is real I made him call parsha zoo just like a begaris bull is no mighty shemal a dynamy but then chiv is fat rach the chiv is that the name I did chiv that is fat came la ab la yudlam is chos la yudlam and then he says I found this in Rebbe Kubeger. And then he says he efshal leimar kain. If I had the gemurshah megemara, the v'al le'avachach nesiasma, the kol amayid of the chayev. Bereshu the chsev v'ach krosh le'zich the tar alayv. The pshat what it heard the chivit aynes v'at amalim karnas chayev la v'chayev. Kershle zlach le'at heres. Al-karch the brush the akkord and the smite yisayim brush k'nas k'may b'gar zvula. Tol yadar parsha. Le'imayir kral b'din z'chlus in the bas. Rak the yisayim shen la'am the yayinah. Dina kibagaris, like calling parishanis, a mighty shimmer fat. The whole parsha of it is fat that is not negare to a saima, similarly as it's not negare to a bagaris or a bu'ula. Roshach in Abi Ezri, and I must say that Padmai to the Abi Ezri, Roshach wrote a quintus on Peregnarish and Mispatza. We was able to print this contrast first in Yeshurin. It was given to us by a guy named Mercy Bergman, Zoller Gesundstarksheim, and it was Rav Shach's pre of his early writings. He wrote a contrast in Narshim Spatzel later. He extracted several pieces in Hilchos Nar Basula and printed it in Avi Ezri. I'll try to be Misakem what Rav Shach says here because Rav Shach's writings are a little bit difficult to understand. Shach had a shayla, somebody was Maitre Shemra and a naira, and then she was nisbagar, or the father died after the fact for a mother bedin. Does the bas get the shlomei knas or not? Behold, that the ikar chayvus knas is to the father leila bas, so therefore she's not zeichet. The problem with is this is. The Gemara asks the Kasher of Rav Yosi ben Chanina, "Yemayin yemayin l'rabbis yisaim l'knas to b'fata." And the Gemara says, "Maitre Shemra has the same halacha." It says Rav Shach, "L'chari, this doesn't make any sense because they're not at all similar. B'fata, the ikar knas goes to the bas like all shvach niurim, and therefore it should be a knas for the Yisrael too. But Maitzi Shemra, as we explained, is a totally different halacha. The Iker knas, as we said, belongs to the father, and therefore there should be no knas to the Yisrael at all. This is Roshach's Kasha, brought here in the bottom of page 70. Let's first see a re-recitation of the aside on the top right of page 70. I apologize for Pesach. Top right of page 70. Last five lines of paragraph one. No. Page 70. There you go. Aval in Mitzi Shemrash and the Suli, ain't lay but Medin Shvach Nurim, a Karkach Shachal, a Chiev, Hula Ab, Im Yash Ab, same as the flaw, same as the Krieger, Kane in Mesa Ab, Achashaitse Bal Shemra, Lama Yak Nasla, Shas Chaval Claw, never went to her in the first place. What's the difference if the father died or not? It was belongs to the father, not her. Any Yachal, Lyrish Knasl Bottom Gam Lilia. Eliyah Tlegamre, there should be a certain custom that you are Pater Legamre because there's nobody to pay it to. Asher Shach and Kasha at the bottom. Kasha, we just said. Gemara says, Mesbach Nina says, the Mighty Shemel Yisayim is Pater. And the Master Kasha from Maimai Larabis Yisayim Laknas. And therefore, the Gemara makes a similarity in all the various things. Asher Shach, they're not similar. In the case of Maitzi Shemra, goes to the father. In the case of other Shvach Nurim, goes to the father through the bas. So it's fundamentally different, and Rav Shach applies by Yitzarech Ian. We'll close here today with a beautiful pshat from Rabbeinu Meshech Chachma. Though you are interested, on the parallel Zoom line, Rav Asher Weiss is going to give a shiur on the question of whether you can be loymeid bismanenu, things from Sukkot. I would say it's reasonably clear that one of the central figures bismanenu of learning things from a pasuk, bismanenu, I don't mean the year of Tafshin Pegimel, I mean in the last 100 years, is Rabbeinu Meshech Chochma, who would constantly, and this is part of his mahalach, attempt to learn halachais and insert them into Torah Shebichtav. So Meshech Chochma in the parsha of Maitzi Shemra has medayik from the psukim that first it says that the Baal was som lo alilais devarim lemar lematzasi lebitcha besulim, and the pasuk goes on to say a farsa similar. Fine, it says som lo alilais devarim. Said the Meshech Chochma, incredible dia gedaka b'kodesh. When the father comes for bezdin, says v'hinei hu som lo som alilais devarim. And does not say the word la. What a diuk. The case of the missing la. Who sum alila is tavar? What happened to sum la? Like kasav vihine hu sum la. Kamei bresha kasav lefiapshat. Why? Said the Meshech Chochma. This guy was Maitzi Shemra and his wife. Didn't like her. And went stooped so low to be Maitzi Shemra. Therefore, of course, it says sum la. The father is coming for a taina that you are Maitzi Shemra, me. Because when you Maitzi Shemra, my daughter, it obviously ignores to me. Because he gave his daughter Liznus, as we said earlier, and you should have taught her differently. Elamai, you're a liar. Never really happened. So I want my recompense. Therefore, says Meshech Chochma, it doesn't say the Pasuk La the second time, because the father comes to taina his own taina. And therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, doesn't have to say la. Says Rav Meir Simcha, that's why Maitzi Shemra in the Baal is Nenash. It can ask the Malkus. It doesn't say that a principle all throughout Shas, and particularly in Masechtas Ksubis, that it call out like Eina Meshalim. So if the guy gets Malkus because of Maitzi Shemra, why is he paying? Central Kasha in the Sugya. Teretz is, says Meshech Chochma, Because the halacha here is, the halacha is, as we know, that malchus ozeh, teshlum ozeh, you do get teshlumim. When do I say you're pater midinei, one of the dinim of kamalim, rabinei, malchus ozeh, mamay, this is when the same person, you pay the malchus to the same person, you're paying the mamay, the malchus mamay, this is the same chiyuv, same act. When it comes to Maitzi Shamra, there are two people involved. Two people involved. The malchus comes in the act of Maitzi Shamra against law, against the Bas. As comes the Maitzi Shamra on the father, and he demands his recompense. Devarim the flyim ad ma'id from Rabbeinu Amesha Chachma. Let's see it inside the clothes. The Chmorozovsky's beautiful Mary Rabbi. And this will have to wait for your own edification. Page 71. Once get rid of without paying the ksuba. Mom's killing her. It's a design to the father. You went after the family, after the chinuch. Maybe after the Beis Yaakov, who knows today? But you're not being the tiny his against the Av says me and my family. Like the Masharetzel Harga, the Malchus is on her. Like the Mashalim, it's two different Chayuvim. Therefore, the central problem ain't like the Mashalim is not a problem here. Says the Rosh Chachma. Therefore, in the same. Your potter may have kesef, but malchus you've had a chayiv because what's different? Why should you not be? It's two separate chayuvim, and you chayiv and the malchus, even though it is a yisayma, there's no one lemaisa to pay the money to. Beautiful pshat the Meshech Chachma. I urge you to look at it again. To take a look at Shmuel's beer, Kedarka B'Kedush, answer Kasha from the Gvura Siri, and I'll see everybody next week. Yemir Tashem. Everybody have a good week. Thank you to my partners for enabling us. We're Pesach. I'll be on in about 10 minutes, about 11:05. Everybody have a good day. Aloha, Rav Schleinman. Take care.